The International Monetary Fund this week renewed calls for banking reform in Russia. Last month, the longtime chairman of Russia's central bank resigned in a dispute with the Kremlin. Many politicians and Western investors welcomed the shakeup, saying it'll help promote reforms. As NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports, 10 years after Russia set out on the road to a market economy, the country's banks bear little resemblance to Western financial institutions.
Irina's making a cash deposit today in a banka. It's not what you think. In Russian, banka translates as jar or container. Irina's in her kitchen, stuffing a wad of cash into a banka of buckwheat.
We wrap the bills in cellophane and stuff them in the jar so that thieves cannot find the cash. We hide money in stuffed animals, in electrical outlets. Some people bury it in the ground.
Putting money in a hole in the ground? Many Russians think the country's banks are a bigger threat to their savings than shovel-wielding robbers. In Russia's 1998 financial collapse, Irina and her husband Andrei lost most of their life savings, $25,000, when their bank became insolvent. The bank has returned only a part of their savings. Andrei, who's 77, saved the money over 30 years of work abroad as a Soviet engineer. Now they stash some of what's left at home. I hate to say it, but we were once a well-off family, says Andrei. Now we're pretty poor. Al Breach of Goldman Sachs in Moscow says the 98 collapse in which Andrei and Irina lost their money was just the latest blow to confidence in Russia's banking system. The distrust goes back to Soviet times.
The state here has had a fantastic history of, for want of a better word, screwing the populace. Confiscations, changes in denominations, freezings, inflations, defaults, the works.
One proposal calls for partial government guarantees on bank deposits. Andrei Ivanov of Moscow's Troika Dialogue Bank.
Adoption of the guarantee on deposits plus more predictable economy will sooner or later trigger inflow of money to commercial banks.
Commercial banks account for only 10% of Russia's retail banking activity. Many are little more than de facto treasuries for large Russian companies. 80% of retail deposits are still held by the giant state-run Sberbank, or savings bank. Sberbank's 22,000 branches like this one offer Soviet-style service. The teller performs her duties like a bored robot. But Sberbank is relatively safe. Its customers got their money back after the 98 collapse. What's unattractive are Sberbank's minuscule interest rates. They don't even keep up with inflation. And Sberbank and other Russian banks still don't play the same role their Western counterparts do. While most Russian families still live virtually rent-free in housing turned over to them after the Soviet collapse, there's a growing interest in home mortgages. But mortgages, car loans, and credit cards are still a tiny part of banking activity, says Troika Dialogue's Ivanov.
Russian banks still do not know how to evaluate risks associated with the individual borrowers. And another factor is, again, the very unstable macroeconomic environment. Russian banks do not have ability to risk with their money for a long term.
And Breach of Goldman Sachs says Russian laws need to be changed to make it easier to foreclose on property held as collateral.
The fact is that people don't trust that collateral for a loan can be claimed in the event of bankruptcy, of default on the loan, etc. All of which means it makes banking here a difficult task.
Tax evasion also hurts the banking industry. Collection has improved dramatically since the government adopted a flat 13% income tax rate. But Breach says many people fear the low rate is just a temporary trick, so they avoid the banks.
Until you have a tax system that is seen as fair, to put your money into the bank is dangerous. If you're not going to pay your taxes, you don't want to put your money in the bank because then it's seen by the taxman.
Skeptics like Andrei and Irina say they support tax and banking reform. But they say reform should begin by compensating victims who lost their savings in the 98 collapse. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.